Gosh, it's good to be here. I haven't been here in a long time. I miss you all. I felt quite dismayed, actually, when I read this gospel passage earlier in the week, because in that this last year, I have failed the bridesmaid test badly. Sadly, I confess that I am one of the foolish bridesmaids. Jesus admonishes, keep awake, therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour. And even scarier, truly I tell you, I do not know you. The only things that I have been watchful for, alert to, and mindful of for most of 2020 has been whatever the headlines of the day have been, or which ding or gong or beep or alarm or timer or breaking news alert has sounded on my phone, TV, and iPad. I have allowed myself to think and act as if everything happening in real time has been the only reality that matters. Jesus has been relegated to the back of what has been on my mind and in my heart. I can make excuses. The pandemic, the quarantine, the headlines, the election, even the lack of toilet paper and sanitizing wipes. But that is what they are, excuses. The old prayer of confession says, I have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. I have followed too much the devices and desires of my own heart. And more, I have left undone those things which I ought to have done, and I have done those things which I ought not to have done, and there is no health in me. I have certainly not loved God with my whole heart and have not loved my neighbor as myself. Those twin imperatives that Jesus said summed up everything he taught and told us. Worst of all, when I have thought of God at all over this past year, it has been to plead that my wishes, desires, hopes, prayers, and dreams be fulfilled, not God's. So this gospel passage comes out of the blue this weekend and maybe just in time to knock me sideways and convict me. Maybe you feel convicted too. It's shocking how easily our attention can be diverted and attracted by things not of God. How quickly existential fear and anxiety about a whole host of things, big and small, becomes all we can think about. A friend of mine calls that majoring in minors. Jesus calls it falling asleep. A cousin of ours had a birthday yesterday, and she said, in jest, that she was not counting 2020 as a real year, since she didn't feel like she had the chance to live it fully. We agreed and said that she and all of us were entitled to a do-over. And then I saw a cartoon the other day of Snoopy, you know, Snoopy of Peanuts fame, sitting on top of his doghouse with a typewriter. The caption read, Dear 2020, just so you know, I'm typing this with my middle finger. At this point in the church year, and as we near the end of the calendar year, our attention is drawn increasingly towards Advent and Christmas. The gospel lessons we will continue to hear over the next weeks focus on watching and waiting and being alert and aware. I feel sure that you and I are being given by God a chance to plug into the power of divine love in new ways. Remember when I was getting used to using a computer, this is how old I am, and I learned a kind of magic trick. If you press Control-Alt-Delete at the same time, the computer goes blank, does whatever computers do, and then boots back up again. A new beginning. The writer Annie Lamott said, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes. including you. My husband has fixed countless things in our house simply by turning the power off and then turning it on again. I know the invitation I am feeling from this gospel passage is that it is time for me and you, perhaps, to regroup, replug, re-energize, and renew. And we can only do that when we're ready, willing, and able to regroup, replug, re-energize, and renew ourselves in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The old confession prayer from the 1928 prayer book goes on to say, "But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent. According to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name." The way we confess our faults and failings in the 1979 Book of Common Prayer uses easier language, but the message is the same. For those of us who are acting like foolish bridesmaids, the time has come to confess, repent, apologize, accept God's enduring love and forgiveness, and begin again. So how do we relearn how to look for God, to sense and know his nearness, to be alert and watchful for the signs that he is at work in us and in the world, to replug into his agenda and not ours? For those of us who have been asleep for months, it begins with little things. Giving thanks for the gift of a new day, praying for others, practicing different ways to love our neighbor as ourselves, coming to church when possible, reading the Bible, listening to a prayer podcast, calling someone you haven't seen or talked to for a while, forgiving others, commending the human family around the world to God's care and keeping. The things I'm suggesting are not rocket science, but instead those seemingly little things that slowly but surely over time retune our hearts back to being God's loving servants in the world. There's the most beautiful passage in the book of letter to the Ephesians that goes like this: "Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever." Waking up, being aware and alert, means trusting that God's power, when we surrender to his leading and guiding, is the only step we truly need to take. God has had our backs all along. We just forgot. I recently read a prayer about waiting in a line, like a line at Publix or Home Depot or Starbucks or CVS, that sums up for me what it means to be alert, watchful, and ready for signs of God's presence in me and in others. So may this prayer be for us a really good way to wake up. "As my life is lived in anticipation of the redemption of all things, so let my slow movement in this line be to my own heart a living parable and a teachable moment. Do not waste even my petty irritations, O Lord. Use them to expose my sin and selfishness, and to reshape my vision and my desire into better, holier things. Decrease my unrighteous impatience directed at circumstances and people. Increase instead my righteous longing for the moment of your return, when all creation will be liberated from every futility in which it now languishes. Be present in my waiting, O Lord, that I might also be present in it as a Christ bearer to those before and behind me who also wait. As I am a vessel, let me not be like a sodden paper cup, full of steaming frustration, carelessly sloshing unpleasantness on those around me. Rather, let me be like a communion chalice, reflecting the silvered beauty of your light, brimming with offered grace. Amen.